Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 156. The world's greatest days are just ahead. Our Father in Heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has a way of speaking to the world. He knows how to get the world's attention. And He will when the time comes. We read how in the special time of the end He sends three angels messengers sent with three special messages for every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. Their task is to prepare His people everywhere to be ready to meet the once crucified Savior of the world when He returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The message of the third angel is augmented by that of a fourth of chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. Whose message lightens the whole earth with glory. It's a message of His much more abounding grace. The story of the two covenants is interwoven with what happens in the Middle East. Abraham himself was entangled in the confusion between the two. He is claimed as father by Jews, Muslims, and Christians, but the two covenants are viewed differently by them all. Abraham's own story of unbelief before his subsequent experience of faith has spawned the bloody conflicts of his descendants. God intends that the world itself shall have a lesson on the two covenants, and before the end He will see to it that His four angels whom He sends shall proclaim His message faithfully. There will be great humbling of hearts before God on the part of all who remain faithful to the end. The message that will lighten the earth with glory will be the revelation of the good news of the new covenant. It will be a message of Christ and Him crucified, and He will be lifted up for all the world to see Him clearly. The world's greatest days are just ahead. Don't leave your refuge in Him.